We're on, I mean, Ayin Vav Amid Aleph. Ema Sefer. The Gemara is discussing whether, when Reb Elezer said that a man could be made for his wife's Nedarim before they take effect, does that mean they take effect and they're immediately obliterated, but there is a nether, and therefore you could be matis on that nether? Or no, it prevents the nether from being chal altogether, and therefore there's nothing to be matis on. That was a shaila. Ema Sefer. So look at the shape of the Braisa, where Reb Elezer and the Chachamim brought proof one to the other whether it's something that, if you can obliterate something that exists, if you can obliterate something before it exists or stop it from existing. Amr lo Reb Elezer, the Rabbanan said to Reb Elezer the following: In matbilin kli tame li toher, you can take a kli that's tame and put it in the mikveh and it becomes toher. Okay. Yad bilu kli tohar lichashi yitme li tohar, but you can't be tovel a kli tohar, and that should help that later on this kli shouldn't be, if it becomes tame, should become tohar now, right? So you see, you can obliterate something that exists already. You can take tumah away from a kli, but you can't create a situation where you'll make the kli tohar if it'll become tame later on. Right, so you see that even though a man can be made for his wife's nedarim, maybe he can't do it before the chal. So you see from there, shma minoch eilin. From that analogy, what are we saying? But should you be able to be not build a kli that it should become tar after it becomes tame? Mashma, it'll become tame and then immediately it'll become tar. That can't be. That's the analogy to Reb Elezer's case, where immediately the nether will be chal and be obliterated. So you see, it's chal. So Amre, Rabbanan lo kaimi lohom betaimi de Reb Elezer. The Rabbanan didn't know what Reb Elezer meant. They had the same shaila in Reb Elezer. When Reb Elezer said that the man can be made for his wife's nedarim before she makes them, does that mean that when they're chal and then they're obliterated, or they prevents them from being chal? And therefore, v'hochi kamri lei. And they said to him the following, Mai sviraloch, I sviraloch de chaylin ubetaylin. If you mean to say that they're chal and then they're bottle, to have a kli tiyuftach. In this case, the analogy is a question on you. The ilo sviraloch de chaylin, and if you hold that they're not chal, that you're preventing them from being chal, to hay mikvah tiyuftach. Then the case we asked you from mikvah, right? A person can be tovel if he's tameh, but he can't be tovel now that he shouldn't become tameh in the future. So the thing that we just said now is an analogy that the nether shouldn't be chal altogether. The analogy with the keli is an analogy that when it becomes tameh, it should become tar. So that's an analogy that the nether should be chal and then should be obliterated. The Rabbanan said both of these because they weren't sure what Reb Elezer meant. So they said, if you mean that it shouldn't be chal at all, then our objection from mikveh is a good objection. If you mean it should be chal and obliterated, our objection from the kli is a good objection. Rashi, Ema Seifa, Imad Bilin Kli Tomi Litar, Yad Bilu Kli Tar, Lichashi Yitma, Shi Yitare Ade Tvila Zu. Can't be Tovel a Kli now, that if later it becomes Tame, the Tvila of now should be Chal later. The Chavosi Gamin Adorim, that would be similar to the case of the Dorim. In May for other Mididra Yishto Lachr She Cholu Aleha, just because a man can be made for the Nedarim of his wife after they take effect, Tomer she yofer kodim shecholu shecholu shumufarim. Does that mean that just because he could do that, he could be made for them before they're chal, that when they're chal, they should be mufar? Exactly the same kind of case. No raya. This could work. This can't work. Alma mechi chayli. So according to the analogy that the Rabbanan gave, Reb Elezer would hold that they're chal and then they're bottle. V'hashta kashi reishul seifa. So the two analogies that the Rabbanan gave contradict each other. In the analogy of the mikveh, it's preventing it from becoming tameh, preventing the nether from being chal. In the analogy of the kli, it's being mevatel the tumah after the fact from now. That means the nether is chal, and the hafara of now should help then. Amri rabbanan lo kimle b'taimi de Reb Elezer v'hochi kamri le tahavi kli tiyuvtcha misefa de braisa de mikli tameh yesh tshuva lahashiv de dakina minah de chayli v'lo batli. The ilo sviraloch the chayli elamikara nami lesbu mishasha havi reisha the mikvah tiyuvta the dakina minay the chayli. So the Rabbanan said to the Rebbe Lez like this, we're not sure what you're talking about. We're not sure if you said that he could be made from the Nedarim now for when they're Chal, that means they prevent them from being Chal, or they're Chal and they obliterate them. Whichever one it is, we have an answer to you. Right? If it's prevented to be Chal, the mikveh is a good question on you. If it's to be obliterated after it's Chal, then the Keli is a good question. Okay, next. Toshma. Omer Lahem Rebbe Lezer. So Rebbe Lezer answered the Rabbanan, and he said, I'll bring you a good kal v'chomer, that if you can do something after it takes effect, surely you can do it before that it shouldn't take effect. Umaz zroim tmeim, kiven shezorim bekarka tahorim. If you have zroim that are tamei, and you plant them, they become tahor. Okay? Zruim v'omdim lakoshkin, surely if they're planted, they can't become tamei. But here, what is it? It's preventing it from becoming tamei. Right? If you can take Tumah away from Zeroyim by planting it, you surely will not be Chal the Tumah on the Zeroyim if they're planted already. So, similar to the Nether. If you can take a Nether away when it's there, surely you can prevent a Nether from coming before it gets there. So it's Mash and what? Lochayel. Shuamilo Lochaylin. That's the final Raya. The Rebbe Lezer meant it's not Chal. You're preventing the Nether from coming. Rabbanan lo darshi kal v'chomer. The Rabbanan don't learn similar kal v'chomers like this. V'hok Tanya, there's a braisa that says the Rabbanan learn a kal v'chomer exactly like this for something else. Yochol yimkor adam es bitok shinara. I might think a man could sell his daughter to be a shivcha when she's a nara. Amres kal v'chomer. No, it's a kal v'chomer that he can't. Why? Mechura kvar yotza. If he sold her when she was a ktana, she goes out when she becomes a nara. Eino mechura eino din shelo timocher. So if he didn't sell her, surely her fact that she becomes a Nara prevents her from being sold. If Nara obliterates her sale, it surely can prevent the sale from taking place to begin with. It's exactly the same Kal v'chomer of Rebbe Lezer. So why don't we utilize this Kal v'chomer over here by Nedarim, and the Rabbanan say that if you can be Mevatel a Nether that exists, you surely can prevent a Nether from existing. Mar says, Ein Ochanam, Ein In. B'alma dorshi kal v'chomer. Really, the Rabbanan would learn such a kal v'chomer here. V'she'ani hocha domar kra ishi kimenu v'ishi yifirenu es shebo lechval hekim bo lechval hefer es shelo bo lechval hekim lo bo lechval hefer. Right, here's a special gzeres hakosu, v'enichanami. From Svara, the kal v'chomer, it's like Rebbe Lezer. But they learn that there's a hekish from hafora to hakom, and just like you can't be making a nether that doesn't exist, that everybody agrees, even Rebbe Lezer, you can't be made for a nether that doesn't exist either. Even though misvara, you should be able to. The Torah says you can't. Finish. Rashi. Kivin shazoron bekarka tahorim sha'olu mitumasam v'hazroim tahorim. As soon as you're mechaber the zroim to the karka, they lose their tuma. Zruim va'omdim mechuber. So therefore, zroim that are already planted, that are tahor, surely can't become tamei when they're planted. Lokoshken shlo yikablu tuma. Shekola mechuber lekarka, horiku karka, and karka is not mechabel tuma. Af benedarim mufarim va'omdim lokoshkein lochayli. So the kal v'chomer is exactly by neder. If you can mevatel a neder that exists, you surely can prevent a neder from existing. V'rabbanan lo darshi kal v'chomer bitmiya ki hay gavne d'dor shabalezer medarim. The chacham don't learn similar kal v'chomers to this, where we see they do. Yochol yimkor adam es bitok shinara. Ain be naros lebagros elashisha chadashim. Between naros and bagros is 6 months. I don't know why Rashi had to mention this here. Right. It's an interesting tidbit of knowledge. The Chora has nothing to do. I'm sure it does, but in any case, on the surface, doesn't seem to be necessary for Rashi to tell me how much naros and bagros is. Ain odin shaloti mocker laacher kshinara. Right. If when she becomes a nara, she goes out. Surely you can't sell her when she's a nara. Mishum haytaima shim mechura kvar yotza achshav af kanomi yehiyochol ahofer la kolim shenadra hol viyofa koach shafil la achra shenadra higil lechlal isur yochol ahofer la biyom shama. Right, same exact halachomer, and it should work by nedarim too. If you can obliterate, if when you made a nether, you can obliterate it with hafara. Surely, if it's hot mufer from beforehand, it shouldn't be chal. Like, just like if she became a Nara before, you can't sell it. Mar says, in. Yeah. The Alma Darshi Kalvachomer. Ki Hai Gavna. Really, they do Darshi in this kind of Kalvachomer. Kedash and Gabi Nara. Uzroim Tumeim. and they would also agree to the kavachomer by Zroi. Shani hacha, so then why by Nedarim do they argue on Rebbe Lezer? Lahachi lo darshi ben Nedarim kavachomer the Omar Kra, right? Because it's a pasuk. Bzeres hakasuk. Hilkach lo motzi mefer elala achish nadra shabalich lal hekim. You can use your svara as much as you want, as long as the Torah doesn't say beferish, not like that. But if the Torah says beferish, not like that, there's a maisa, they say that the Ragachover once gave a shir to his Talmidim, proving that you can eat chametz on Pesach. And he told them, okay, now, show me the shir is not right. And they couldn't find anything. He took out a chomesh and said, Vosoch al kol chomesh. That's it. Every svari could say, that's why it says it in the Sanhedrin. In order to be in the Sanhedrin, you had to be able to matire a sheretz, right, with a kal v'chomer. You had to be able to see that from svara, you could go against the Torah. But the Torah says not. The Torah says a sheretz is what's it called? It's tameh, it's tameh, finished. So, that's the same thing over here. Right, svara wise, Rebbe Lezer is right, but the Chacham held as a pasuk. This is not like that. Rebbe Lezer held the pasuk, so telling me something else. Then not that thing. Okay. Have a good 2 weeks. What? No, it's not comparing the substance, but the form. In other words, if you see that something is easier to prevent from happening than taking it away when it happened, then you can apply that to Nedarim too. Whatever it is that has a chalos, right? If you see that doing it like this, right, has power, and stopping it from happening is for sure power, then why shouldn't that svara apply by Nedarim? It's not the substance of the thing. It's just the form. If you see that wherever it is, if something takes effect, making it not take effect is easier than the same thing over here. This takes effect its way, this takes effect this way, but the svara is that if to take away something that's there is harder than stopping it from coming, then why by Nedarim shouldn't you be able to stop the neder before it comes? That's the idea. It's not comparing the mechanisms of the thing. Just the idea that you see that chal, not chal, which is easier to stop.